It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
The sign by Langoliers, the wine and the 0-2 from Mason Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, and it is 7 no-hit innings for Mason Miller.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A's lose this one to the Nats, 3-1. Not enough offense. There are some defensive plays that I didn't love. And then, Ken Korak, you got to tip your cap to the other guys. They threw the ball well today. Mackenzie Gore, 5 shutout innings, struck out 11. The A's were lucky that they took Mackenzie Gore out of the game.
And the A's saw a ton of high velocity, too, today. The Nationals have a great bullpen. So sometimes you say, well, yeah, we're thrilled the starting pitcher's coming out. Tied his career high with 11 strikeouts, but everybody they brought in out of the bullpen was pretty much lights out today too, Tony. So, yeah, tough game. The A's are hitting less than 200 as a team after the first couple of weeks of the season, so obviously have to pick that up.
Yeah, hitting 194 at home, averaging 2 runs a game, and I don't know what to say, right? It's really tough. At the beginning of the year, you're pitching so well. That is such an extreme positive. I mean, the pitching, once again, fantastic. But and you got to score some runs. Even when you're pitching great, you got to score something.
Yep, you sure do. And runners in scoring position, that was a tough deal for really for both teams today, Sonny. So, yeah, it wasn't an easy day to hit. I mean, the conditions, you don't want to belabor it, but it was cold and windy, and the lights were on since the beginning of the game. And Mike Barrett said that the wind chill was in the high 30s when the game began, so not easy conditions for the hitters either.
Well, and the one thing, you got a chance to win a series. We always talk about now, it's about winning series, and you come out and you win tomorrow, and that means you'll have a series victory against Detroit, a series victory against Texas, and now a series victory against the Nats with the Cardinals coming to town. We'll all take that and be happy.
And, you know, they hadn't won back-to-back series since July of last year before they did it, like you said, on the trip. So, yeah, they have a chance to do that tomorrow for sure behind Alex Wood. And it's a little bit of a scare with Wood in his last start against Texas on Tuesday when he left the game. Little calf issue, but they is convinced it was totally a cramp. So no strain or pulled muscle there, and he's good to go tomorrow.
And the guy they got going tomorrow, Trevor Williams, he's off to a good start.
Well, Trevor Williams is a guy that, you know, he throws a lot of stuff that's like below bat speed. If you watch him tomorrow, Towny, you know, his fastball is like 89, 88. If you're a right-handed hitter, he doesn't want to throw a strike with his slider. So he's going to break it down and away out of the zone. So you've got to really, he's one of those guys you really have to make him throw a strike.
Wait a minute. You're allowed to still try and just pitch without major velocity in baseball?
There's a guy who's authored 19 and a third innings of scoreless pitching for the A's to begin the year, right, Mr. Towny? Blackburn has proven that.
All I hear is you got to have velocity and you got to chase spin. That's all I hear, Ken. That's all I'm allowed to talk about.
And that's how you wind up with Tommy John, right?
That's how you visit Keith Meister, the doctor for the Texas Rangers, for the new UCL bracket.
I saw something with James Andrews, who didn't invent Tommy John. That, of course, that distinction belongs to Frank Job, Dr. Job. But Andrews had said, there was a quote that I read earlier this week, where he said that the UCL, that ligament, doesn't mature until that pitcher is like 26 years old. I was startled by that. I don't think that many people picked up on that quote. So then you look at kids having Tommy John surgery and trying to throw as hard as they can, you know, when they're just kids. And I guess you reflect on the quote from Andrews. It's kind of no wonder, right?
It's actually very sad. It actually is very, very sad. And you're starting to talk about, you know, 26 years old, a lot of these guys that are coming to the big leagues, and it's happened for years, are well before that. And, you know, we started hearing, you know, Dr. Meister has really come into vogue for all of us because he did the bracket surgery on Brock Purdy, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. And now he talks about, I mean, these guys see thousands of elbow injuries. Now being able to tell with the UCL and its issues what pitcher is affecting each individual, what pitch is affecting each individual pitcher. I mean, the science is getting better. We just somehow got to figure out a way to keep people healthy. All right, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow. No doubleheader.
That's right. That's a good thing. Okay, Tony.
The number is 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next after the A's lost to the Nationals 3-1 right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
And now here's the pitch to Jesse Winker, a left-handed hitter, and he swings at a soft line drive back at third. Backhand by Hernandez, goes to the bag for one, throws to first for a double play. What a great play by Darryl Hernandez. A little soft one-hopper with some English. Back a third, Hernandez going to his right, corralled the one-hopper, went to the bag for one out, and then across the diamond for a double play.
This is A's Clubhouse.
The margin right now for the A's is razor thin. And every little play truly matters. And there's things that we can focus on. There was a play in the sixth inning. I hate to do it, but there was a play in the sixth inning that got the score to 2-0. But the reality is when you only get one run, tough to win a lot of ball games. I mean, you don't like the add-on run in the ninth inning. I didn't like how Schumann played it in the sixth. He looked like a infielder playing center field as he came in on Garcia's double, and then the double's over his head. That's a ball that should be caught. At that point, it would have been still 1-0. The A's would have then tied it in the seventh at 1-1. I mean, it's just, it's razor thin right now. Every little thing counts because you're not going to score runs. I just, you know, there may be a couple games that are going to be breakout games, but you are not this offense. I mean, the way it was constructed today, and obviously you're going against Mackenzie Gore, so you're going to see right-handers, but you just like going down the line. This is the way it started today. 219, 204. These are the batting averages. 219, 204, 222, 167, 205, 0.063, a debut, 158, and 179. Now, if you had a ton of home runs, you could give me the batting average, doesn't matter, but we're not talking about a ton of home runs. We're not talking about a lot of RBIs. And I can hear some people go, RBIs is a team stat. Whatever you looked at today, going into today, the offensive lineup looked feeble. And that's what it was. Eight guys left on base, 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And I don't know how you get going. And I don't, you know, and I'm not going to use the excuse, well, you know, injuries. Brent Rooker, I mean, it's not like Brent Rooker had been doing anything. So it's a tough situation because we talked about a new approach, a different approach. And thought the offense hopefully would be better, but it is not. It is not at all. I'll tell you what, give Toro a lot of credit. I want to give to, if there's one guy right now I want to give credit to, and it just shows how early it is. You have a good game, it can truly change the outlook of your stats. Don't get too wrapped up into the stats. But Abraham Toro started today at 219. And with the three hits, he's now at 278. But the thing about Toro, though, is that he has been productive. He has definitely been productive. And his role and what he came to spring training to do, the front office were selling it a little when they were telling us, well, man, he had a huge year in AAA last year. Well, if you go look at the stats, he had a pretty good year, but it wasn't some huge year in AAA. And he got only 9 games in the big leagues last year. Now, you only play 9 games in the big leagues at his age, that's not a good sign. But obviously the front office was selling it, saying, hey, he was good in AAA, and once again, the value and get a player. And we're like, okay. And he was going to battle for third base, that there was this battle for third. And that battle was going to be Jordan Diaz, and it was going to be Toro, and it was going to be Hernandez. Then all of a sudden, J.D. Davis became available, and that kind of changed things. And you wondered. I mean, what was the roster crunch going to be like? What was the roster crunch going to be like if Andujar did not get hurt? What would it have been like? Who would have gone down? But in the end, Toro, he made the team. And right now, he's been leading off for you. And after a day like today, where he had 2 base hits and then a double in the 7th and scored a run, got to give the guy credit. He's grinding his ass off. And he's making it hard to not have him in the lineup. And that's exactly what you need to do. I'm definitely impressed. I'm impressed what he's doing. I mean, not a lot of talk about offensively. I know I'm kind of begging on this one, but I got to tell you, he's battling it. That's been impressive. But everybody, I mean, you got to get guys. I mean, J.D. Davis is, I mean, at first start, you're like, wow, this could be a steal for the A's. He's really fallen off. Zach Gelof has just not gotten going at all. You wait for that. You know, you look at Shea Langeliers won game with 3 home runs in Texas. You take that out, wow. I mean, this has been a real, real struggle. Nick Allen finally got a hit, but he struggled big time. So they have, you got to find a way to score some runs. But the good news is the pitching is still there. The pitching has been absolutely fabulous. The number 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ-FOR-ME. Or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/acecast. That's athletics.com/acecast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's, only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/acecast today.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ-FOR-ME. Or go to vzlawfirm.com. Bernardi Serrata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
1-0 pitch, that swung on a drive to right center. Well, going back is low, looks up, and it is gone! A three-run homer for Blade, and it's 3-1 Athletics.
You're listening to A's Cast.
So here's Ohapi, a right-handed hitter. Ohapi, it's a line drive. And a leaping catch by Nick Allen going to his left at the rim of the outfield grass. Sensational play by Allen. Perfectly timed. He got up the ladder as high as he could possibly go.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, if you're wondering, where did he go? What is happening? Well, let me tell you what just happened. And we'll get to your phone calls at 833-625-2278. The Major League, so where I am in the booth, I'm right next to people who work for Major League Baseball. They're doing a lot of the StatCast stuff. They're doing the pitch timer. And one of the people, literally right next to me in the glass, left their iPad on UFC, some type of UFC fight going on. I don't know if it's a replay, if it's live, no idea. But it's blaring as loud as it can. So it's like trying to do a show with a voice right in your ear next to you. And I'm like, I got to turn this down. So I left my studio and my door had been propped open, didn't realize that it was actually locked. So when I came back, I was locked out. I had to run all the way out of the stadium to track down Michael Baird, engineer extraordinaire, and luckily get the key, because I have the key to my studio, but my keys were in here with my phone.
Bro.
Bro, I need to get in shape, bro. Running out of the stadium, I'm gassed. Mustang Matt, take over the show. I'm gassed. I can barely breathe.
Oh, man. I can just see you trying to sprint through the Coliseum. It's probably a little wet. You know, all it's going to take is, you know, one foul swoop, and all of a sudden, you know, you're on the injured list, and then you're, you know, That's not good. So I was like, I think these commercials are running a little bit longer, but you know what? That's okay. we can hang.
Oh, I had to run by all the players. So like, I'm like running out, and at this time of the game's just over, right? So you've got all the players, wives, family. I'm like running by them. I'm running through the TV trucks. I'm in the parking lot. Lucas Ersig almost runs me over. I'm looking for Michael Baird. I'm hoping he's still in the sky. I mean, what? It must look like these people watch me run. I mean, no one wants to see me run by, right, at this point in my life. But I can see, like, they're just like, what is going on? I mean, I'm running around like a madman searching for one. You know, like one of those drama movies where you're running through the crowd, you're looking for that one person? That was just me. We're going streaking. No, I'm not going streaking.
Yeah. You're not going to the quad?
I tell you what, it just started to rain, too, by the way. We just got this game in, which is a good sign.
Yeah, because, you know, we were talking yesterday about how you might have to have a doubleheader on Masters Sunday. So that probably wouldn't be something you'd want to deal with.
No.
All right. So I know, you sell two things, and I know we got some of the good yesterday, but I'm a little curious because of, and I'm going to call David Forrest out on one thing that I heard yesterday that almost made me spit up my Coke. We're looking at batting averages, and we're sending people down for, and I've heard a bunch of different explanations of the Estee situation. But before I get to that, this wasn't exactly an ugly win. I didn't mind, you know, the starting pitching wasn't terrible. Obviously, they're, you know, maybe a little bit on the command side. The offense is asking the bullpen to do a lot, and it's asking the starting pitching to do a lot. And I know that we've been seeing phenomenal bullpen work, and our starting pitching ERA has been pretty good. So I guess for me, the, you know, the glass half full is this wasn't a 7-1 with three errors, right? This was until that last run. I thought if we could get to the ninth inning at, you know, 2-1, like, you know, you got a puncher's chance right out the gate, you know, just always takes one swing or a couple of things to go our way. But I'm not particularly mad about that. The thing that I don't understand is, and I know we are still in early time, right? Anything before the first month, 24 plus games, you know, you start looking at these batting averages and you're going, and we have how many wins? You're almost like testing the baseball gods a little too much, because the averages, you know, they kind of look, if you move the decimal place over, you look like you've got like Cy Young ERAs, but these are batting averages that are sub 200. So I guess what I want to know is the guys that they're willing to roll with that are hitting under 200. And I don't know. I feel like the depth of our AAA is probably not super deep. And if it was, you know, I need a little bit more education on that side of it. But I guess my question is, how long of a leash do we give some of these people that we've basically said, look, you're our future. This guy and that guy, you guys are all going to be like all-star types. You're going to be hitting 280. You're going to hit 25 plus home runs. You're going to hit in, you know, 80 RBIs. You're going to play stellar defense. Great. But for right now, it seems like there's an awful lot of strain on the pitching. And we need a no-brainer game. We need where you throw up a, you know, throw me up a snowman in an inning. Show me 8 runs. You know, or not, I mean, 8 runs don't have to come in one inning. They could come across a game. But can we blow someone out? Like, can we have one of those games? So that way they can kind of breathe. So I know I'm kind of saying a lot, but the one thing about that interview with David yesterday that just really, really made me scratch my head. Are we really talking about launch angle and with Esty? Like, are we really talking about launch angle with a guy that's like $150 or $160? And like, you just got to hit the ball hard, like square it up, like get on base. I don't know. I wanted to know your thoughts on that, because when I heard that and I was, you know, standing behind the operation, I was like, I didn't want to audibly say what I wanted to say because I didn't want your microphones to pick it up. And I also, you know, I respect the guy, but I was like, we can't be talking about launch angle with this guy. We're talking about increasing his on base and his exit velocity and the trajectory of the baseball. I don't know. It was an interesting conversation.
It's not launch angle. It's essentially the way he delivers the barrel to the bat. Excuse me, the barrel to the ball. And I tried to explain it yesterday as the left elbow chicken wing. And we call that in golf when a guy chicken wings it. That's basically kind of how he hits, like a baseball. Instead of delivering the barrel down, he's kind of chicken wings it through. And that's how he's always done it. So they don't like the mechanics of his swing. But it really is a tough sell for you to say. And Mark Kotze, let's just all stay consistent. You know, there was a chance he wouldn't even have made the club out of spring training if it wasn't for injuries. Mark Kotze is on record to say that. So here he comes up. He's productive for a couple games. You send him down with concerns. Now, for a fan or anybody covering the team, you have the right to say, okay, you have concerns over this one player. And yet, I look at your offense and I look at today, and now what's different from yesteryear is, you want to talk about barrel rate? You want to talk about exit velocity? Well, I can go check it. because in 2015, we had this thing called StatCast that's invented. And so we can check all these numbers ourselves. So I can go check what Ruiz's was. I can check what guys have now. And I can go, okay, what's the difference? Why is he gone? And why are other guys here? Now, the explanation, I got it twice yesterday because I got it from David Forrest. And you can watch it. You can watch the explanation of this whole left elbow and the left elbow being high. Mark Kotze does it on A's Cast Live yesterday. So go to the A's YouTube channel and you can watch the show. And he shows you what he's talking about with the left elbow. Now, okay, you send him down, and he's hitting 361. He has over 1,000 OPS. He's got 7 stolen bases. So whether you like the mechanics of his swing or not, we know that he can be a very productive player. We know that he can hit with runners in scoring position. You just don't like how hard he hits the ball, and you're telling us that he can't learn to do it here, yet you're willing to watch players fail day in and day out and not support this pitching staff, when whether you like Estes' mechanics or not, he has proven that he can score runs. He's proven that he can steal bases. He's proven he can be somewhat of an effective player. And you'd rather have him in the minor leagues than have him here. The decision is highly questionable. And even David Forrest, being honest, said that when he talked to the media, he could tell people weren't buying his explanation for why Ruiz isn't here. So he understands it. He said it yesterday on the show. But yeah, that's where we're at. I mean, nobody around here cannot be questioned. No one, you cannot say, oh, you can't question us. Everybody can be, every decision can be questioned. That's just reality. And this is a decision that is a head scratcher. It's not like you're rolling out a bunch of guys who are killing it right now. And it makes sense to say, okay, you have him down there, and when he's ready to go, come back up. It's like, are you saying he's worse than what you got now? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it definitely makes sense. But here's, I don't want to put my tinfoil hat on, but I'm gonna say one thing. I have a hunch that we can talk chicken wing all day long. We can have all different kinds of conjecture, but we have two people kind of having a unison line of, we want him to go through a process and to develop because we believe he'll be here long-term, whether that's 3 years or 5 years or whatever that may be, or he might be trade bait. I don't know. I don't want to get into that, but I would be willing, if I was standing over a shark tank and if the lie detector test went off, I would say, I would almost 100% with 100% certainty say that this is similar to what Holiday is going through, and they're going to hold out just enough to where the team has that extra year control just because. I'd be almost willing to bet my bottom dollar that in 2 weeks he will be up and he will not have that year of service problem. Basically, the A's will take, or will be in the beneficial side of that, and then he'll be up here hitting, you know, 247 to 270 or whatever that ends up being, and stealing 50 bags. I don't know. I have a really hard time with that.
I would 100% disagree with that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I don't mind that.
I'm
just trying to figure it out.
I think, and knowing the track record, I think they fall in love and fall out of love with players real fast. I mean, the guy's 25 years old. I do not think this is a service time. I don't know how anybody inside this organization, I can see how the outside world sees that, especially if he was a much younger player. He had a full season last year. This is not something you do. That's a strategy you don't do with a guy after he's had a full season. And that's not a strategy you have with a guy that you don't even know what your long term is going to be. Does that make sense?
It does. I just when you
like
see
what is the benefit? What is the
benefit?
What is the benefit? Like when Ruiz would be a free agent in our world right now with the chaos that's in the A's world right now, and you're in the front office, there's no guarantee. Like the whole you've been in Oakland, the whole you've been in Oakland thing. And that whole deal could be leaving. The job security thing for people that have been here for a long, long time may not be here anymore. So that, and that's not really been their MO anyway. And it's really not your MO to play a guy for a year and then try to manipulate his service time later. If that is, I would be 100% shocked. I would be more in they don't love the player as much as we do. I would believe that far more than I'd believe in a service time deal.
Okay, yeah, because for me, I'm obviously not in love with his defense. I know
Correct.
He came up as an infielder, and
right?
that when you played, right?
Yeah,
he was a shortstop, second base shortstop.
He was a middle infielder.
Yeah, and then I mean that's like I mean it's not I don't want to throw Hatterberg's name out there.
First
base is the moon to him. Like, okay, well, if you've been playing in middle infield your whole life, and then you go out and you got to cover all that grass, and you've got to take reads off of balls that you know that are getting hit 112 miles an hour, and you got to make split decisions. That is completely different outfield than it would be middle infield. And you're the captain of the outfield when you're playing in center. And I know they've played him in other positions as well in the outfield. But if you don't have an arm, you can't go to right. And if you go to left, you have a little bit of rescue from the center fielder. So, like, I don't know. For me, it's like I think the defensive liability is hard. And you can go on Baseball Savant. And, I looked at some of the guys last night. And I'm looking all the way down the line of the guys that are hitting sub 200, and I'm going, ouch. We're looking at like some of these bars are in like you know there's blue and there's red. The blue is bad. The red is awesome. And in a lot of very consistent spots, you're seeing a lot of blue. And so, with that being said, you know I'm gonna. I've loved how we've kind of fought back. And you know what? Tomorrow, we're still going for a series win.
No doubt. Hey, Mustang, I got to roll. Appreciate the phone call. The number is 833-625-2278. It was brought to my attention yesterday that somebody had brought that up that Cody and I know that everybody is always looking at an angle of how to take shots. And it got floated. Yeah, they're just doing this for service time. And it's like, that sounds nuts to me. Sounds nuts. We're going to play a guy for a full year, and then you're going to try and screw up his service time? Really? He's 25? I mean, I don't remember when it was, but it wasn't that long ago that basically Kotze said if Miguel Andujar was healthy and made the team, Essie would have started in AAA. So you start to wonder, like, how much do they love the player? They've had him. They've wanted him to work on things. Clearly, they don't think he worked on what they wanted, so they sent him down to AAA. But if Andujar had not gotten hurt late in spring, Esty probably starts in AAA anyway. And manipulating service time at this point, I don't know how that would, if David, if I don't know how that, I don't know how that benefits David Force in his career. I don't know how it benefits anybody. Like, trust me, service time for a guy that's not a top prospect with the concerns that are going around here and the team's future, I have a hard time buying that. I mean, I would, and if that was the case, if like I show up tomorrow and someone goes, yeah, that's right, I'm going to be like, I will say to that person, what are you doing? I mean, it just makes no sense to me. You've got far, this organization has far bigger issues with what's going on with future stuff than what Este Uriuriz is going to get in free agency. I mean, he's 25, about to be, I mean, he's going to, what? I don't know when his birthday is. When does he turn 26? I mean, Ruiz has shown he can steal some bases. He can be exciting. But he hasn't shown you that he can be one of the great players in Major League Baseball. And oh my God, when he's a free agent, he's going to command $200 million. Right? I mean, look what Cody Bellinger got this offseason. This guy is a former MVP. I think this service time crazy. But who knows? But if that is a belief out there, especially going out there on X, that, well, this is just because of service time, I would bet you're valuing him as a player more than this front office is. But I could be wrong. 833-625-2278. Sorry about the major delays. Got locked out. Is what is. We're back. Your phone call's next. A's lose today to the Nats 3-1. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code OAKLAND and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
And the 1-1. Swung on, hit hard toward left. Back on his Rosario, over his head and up against the wall. The A's get a run. Toro around first, standing at second with a double. The A's have finally answered back. Toro is fourth, Oakland RBI, with Allen home to make it 2-1 Washington. And Abraham Toro is 3-for-4 today. This has been a revelation for the Athletics, with Toro at the top of the lineup.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
All right, let's get out to the calls. Let's go to Mike in Vegas. Mike, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey there, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Just wanted to really quick just finish up thoughts on Ruiz. I mean, what are we missing? Bottom line, 497 plate appearances last year with an 87 OPS plus. Sure, he's been lighting it up in AAA, but lighting it up against 30-year-old AAA lifers doesn't exactly translate into MLB stats, which he clearly showed last year. He's a one-dimensional player. He's got wheels. He's not a center fielder. He's maybe a left fielder on a good day. So for everybody to put so much weight into him as a fix-all for our barren MLB roster lineup in the bigs, it's a bit of a stretch.
Well, let's be honest. We don't have perfect players. Can we agree on that?
For sure. I think that
okay.
That's a bit
okay.
Generous.
Okay, we don't have perfect players. Now, did Ruiz score some runs last year? The answer is yes.
He did, but
did he steal bases last year?
The OPS plus pretty much spells it. He's 87% of a major league player.
Yeah, that sounds great, but I watched him play every day, and I also know he hit well over 350 with runners in scoring position, had some game-winning hits, stole 67 bags, put pressure on the defense. So we can look at OPS plus, we can look at whatever you want to look at, but the reality is he can do some things. The question is, are the guys here better than him? If we went down the line, can you say – what he did last year, are some of the guys that are here better than him? Do the guys here right now give you a better chance to win Major League Baseball games today?
I would say that J.J. Bleda absolutely does. He's not exactly lighting the world on fire, but he is a much more cromulent center fielder than Ruiz will ever be. He takes actual routes to balls hit to him and looks like he has a clue in center field. Whereas Ruiz looks absolutely clueless in center field. I mean, I think it's all but settled that Ruiz is not a center fielder. Would you rather see Lawrence Butler develop than Ruiz? Yes. Right?
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. Lawrence Butler, the law, absolutely has a higher profile and is a better prospect than Ruiz. So, yep. Phil Nevin? No, of course not.
No. Phil Nevin? I'm taking Phil Nevin.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that makes sense.
But Tyler Nevin's here.
Well,
I'm confusing you. Phil was his father.
Oh, sorry. No, I confused me. You're right.
Yeah, you said
away.
Phil Nevin. I'll take Phil Nevin. You damn right I'll take Phil Nevin. Well, just
You're
let
right.
me give you an idea.
I will take Phil Nevin, too.
Let me give you an idea of how people like to play with numbers. And you're playing with numbers. So you just said, and once again, I'm a big J.J. Bleda guy, right? J.J. Bleda last year in 82 games had an OPS plus of 90, right? And you just complained that Ruiz's OPS plus from last year was 87. But you just said you like Bleda, who had a 90 last year in a large sample size, and Ruiz had an 87. That's pretty similar, wouldn't you say?
Fair enough on OPS.
And that's the problem that everybody's having right now is the fact that you're saying he doesn't hit the ball hard enough and I want him to change his swing. And you go, okay. But then I look at the team that you're putting on the field right now and no one's hitting the ball hard either. So it's like, is the standard the same for Ruiz that it is for everybody else?
Exactly. I mean, okay, I was at the Aviators game last night. Ruiz had a great game. He stole a base, had a two RBI double, was 2-for-4. He looked good out there in right field. He absolutely should be on the MLB roster with the A's. I'm not arguing that. I guess what I'm saying is, what do we have at AAA? I mean, our leadoff hitter tonight is 29-year-old Armando Alvarez. Does that man have a future with us? Does Stephen Piscotty have a future with us? Does Daz Cameron have a future with us? And the resolute answer is, of course not, right?
Yeah.
So it's broken top to bottom. Sure, we can go down to AA. I mean, Max Muncy, we like him in AAA, right? We'll see where that goes. He's a highly touted prospect. But from top to bottom, we're bereft of offense. And when was the last time we could say we weren't? This team has had a problem with offense for a very long time. There is no quick fix.
Yeah, all fair points. All fair points. And that's why I look at the last caller, Mustang Matt, when he brought it up. And I know some people brought it up on Twitter where they believe that this is they're trying to manipulate the service time for Ruiz. And I'm like, I don't get that. And I don't think anybody – I don't think anybody around here can really be worried about the future, Ruiz's free agency is a long time away. I don't think people are, I think that's a real big stretch. I think you're making very fair points. And I also think people who think Ruiz being here can make fair points on that he should be on the big league roster because it's about giving me a chance to win. I know we've called it the land of misfit toys for a long, long time. You're not going to have, you're hoping that Zach Geloff will be the guy who is the closest thing to a perfect player who can do it all. You hope that Lawrence Butler can end up being that guy and J.J. Bladé can be that guy. But for the most part, you're not going to have those guys. That's what Moneyball is all about, right? You find certain guys that can do certain things to help you win games. Well, what's the one thing that Ruiz can do? He can put pressure on the defense. He can steal bases. He can score some runs. And he does have a flair for the dramatic. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, he's an exciting player, and he puts pressure on the defense for sure. So what pressure does Seth Brown put on anything is my question. Put a fork in him. He is done. We have enough sample size with him to know the quantity that he is, of course. He's somebody who can hit for power and maybe used to be able to in the past. But it's been a long time since Seth Brown has done anything for us. Why is he taking up a roster spot? Aledmys Diaz is coming back. Who cares? Cut bait. Get rid of his – pay his salary just to not have him play. He sucks. He's done. He was last good with that championship Astros team. The decision-making process is a bit broken. Most armchair – MLB people can make better decisions than what we've got from our front office. But I'm not going to hate on them. I don't have their job. I'm just a longtime A's fan. And I'll just leave you with this, Townie. I'm glad they're moving to Vegas.
By the way, are you a first-time caller?
I've called you before. I have been an A's fan my entire life. I saw Dallas Braden's perfect game with my mom. I've been going since I was 10 years old. I'm now 45. I would prefer to see a Howard Terminal stadium. Absolutely. That would be the ideal scenario. I would prefer to keep them in Oakland, but unpopular opinion. Yes, everybody showed up the last 2 years to protest, and I applaud that. But where were you the last decade on Wednesday night versus the Mariners? And the answer is you weren't there. 4,500 core fans is not an MLB fandom. The A's have never had a majority fandom in any county in the Bay Area. It is way past time. And I know that the mayor and the city council wants to score political points for saying the A's are leaving us, but they're not the only big franchise to leave. So writing's been on the wall for a long time. The Bay doesn't want him. I know people hate that. That's the truth.
A lot of interesting points you have made. You call again. A lot to chew on all of that. By the way, it's pouring rain right now. Absolutely pouring rain. See, if you didn't have a pitch clock, you would have played into this pouring rain and you'd be in a rain delay. Aha! Just reason number 800 and whatever why the pitch clock is great. Take that, Greg and Slow. Take
the
that
data
for data.
Lie.
Yeah, the data doesn't lie. Pitch clock is a success, no matter what you say. Do we lose him?
I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear. Did you hear what I just said to you?
Oh, yeah. Pitch clock, blah, 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 blah. What a joke. That's all I heard was blah, 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 blah. Weatherman Townie, blah, 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 blah. Crazy, you're getting rain up there. It's actually dry down here.
It is pouring, like it is pouring rain right now. Like, they told us we'd get the game in, but, like, if this game would have gone long, we would have had issues.
Well, better to get it in than a doubleheader tomorrow on getaway day, Masters Sunday.
Two baseball games on Masters Sunday. All of a sudden, Townie's got Masters flu.
Masters-itis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger was brutal today, bro. He was brutal.
I got to say this, though. This is a guy who's 48 years old, who hasn't played in a golf tournament, and he's on one leg. He makes the cut. It's truly a great accomplishment. I mean, to not play at all and show up to a major and you have trouble walking and you make the cut at 48 years old, that's pretty amazing.
24 straight cuts, broke Freddie's record.
I mean, what would be the equivalent of that in baseball? Like, you haven't pitched in over a year and you show up and how do you equate? I mean, Tiger Woods tried to play in L.A., got sick. He hasn't played a full golf tournament in forever. And he just shows up to a major and makes a cut? It's crazy. At 48, not in his prime, 48.
Yeah, he's 48, but his body's like he's 98, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that car crash, man, he should have died. I mean, he was lucky to survive that car crash. So, no, I agree. Tiger's, I mean, there's not enough words to describe how awesome he is. But, yeah, it should be interesting tomorrow, no doubt. And like you said, it's good that we got today's game in. You don't want a doubleheader tomorrow. So, good show so far. Good calls. I like the Vegas shout-out. You know, I know it's not a popular opinion, but – you know, someone actually calling out the city and the county. I think that's pretty cool. Still unfortunate because, like you said, you know, not to reminisce too hard, but Howard Terminal could have been something really special. But, you know, that's in the past now. We're looking forward to bigger and brighter things. But, man, Townie, I think one of the biggest shocks so far this year, besides the fact that we're actually winning games, and I don't want to say the pitching's been a huge surprise because, you know, I think we got quality guys in that rotation. But one of the biggest surprises, our offense is worse this year than it was last year. And our offense was terrible last year. But if you look up and down the lineup, I mean, it is really, really brutal. And, you know, obviously kind of the theme of the show today besides the game is you know, you guys talk about the Etsy situation. We roll out a guy like Schumann who strikes out twice, hits into a double play, and is completely lost out in center field. So you're telling me that's the guy that's playing above Etsy? I mean, there's no more legitimizing it. Guys like Forrest and Kotze, they just sound more stupid. They should quit talking about it. I know they got to, especially when you ask them about it, they got to say something, but they just keep sounding more idiotic every time they open their mouth because there's no way to legitimize the move. There just isn't, you know, Estee's down there doing, you know, putting up numbers. Chicken wing. I'll take a 360 chicken wing over $170 up and down the lineup any day of the week. Give me that chicken wing. Give me 67 bags in a chicken wing. Give me a guy that hits 350 with runners in scoring position with a chicken wing. I don't care about that. What are we talking about here? I mean, come on. It's absolutely ludicrous. And again, you know, Klotze and Force just keep sounding more stupid and more stupid every time they open their mouth and they try to legitimize the decision. That's just the facts. I stick with the facts, Townie. You know me.
Oh, yeah, you're like the USA Today.
Just the facts, brother.
Uh-huh. No, I will agree with you. I mean, I asked the question yesterday to the manager and the GM, and the more you watch, so we do those interviews before the games and heard the answers, and then you've watched the offense the last two nights, and we're going to watch the offense tomorrow. We'll watch the offense against the Cardinals. And you can say what you want, but if you're going to have a guy go down and he goes down for reason X, and then you turn around and you look at what you got at the big club roster, those guys should be better. And you start looking around, I don't know if some of the guys are better. I don't know. To me, I'll be honest with you, it's nothing personal. Either way, I'm not here to fall in love with players. I learned that a long time ago from Billy Beane. Don't fall in love with the players. Players come and go. This is not yesteryear where there was no free agency and you had the guys' rights forever. Players come and go. Guys get drafted. Guys get released. Guys get hurt. Guys move on. Don't fall in love with players. All I care about, do you give me a chance to win every day? I'm going to be here. I want to be entertained. I want to win. I want to see this team win. I want to talk before wins. I want to talk after wins. I don't, whether I like you, I don't, I mean, I usually like everybody, but the person, whether I like somebody is irrelevant. I want to win. Give me the guys who give me a better chance to win today. I don't give a S-bomb if he's going to be here 4 years from now. Right? I want to win today. Now, when it comes to the rebuild, let me rephrase that. Yes, I do care. I want guys to build, to be able to grow on. But right now, I want to win some games now. And if SD gives me a chance to win now, I want to see him.
It's not a popularity contest. We're not voting for class president. So
exactly. You're the greatest example. Do you think I like you? I take your phone calls every day. Why? Because you come up with good phone calls.
You could live without me. The ratings monster? Oh, man.
I mean, seriously.
Can you imagine?
I could just never take your calls. But I don't send you to AAA.
Better than that. And you always answer my texts. So you got a special place in your heart for me, Townie. We all know it. It's okay.
sometimes I crack myself.
One more thing
up.
I'll leave you with, Townie. And it comes to a point where You probably know better than I do as far as the top 100, and we're not going to hang our hats completely on that. But when we talk about the A's prospects and the guys that are in our system that are highly touted, on the grand scheme of things, they're not highly touted when we talk about the other 29 Major League Baseball teams. So what really scares me is the guys that we really like, I mean, how many of those guys are really going to make it? And again, it comes a point where, you know, we like the way this guy runs. We like this way the way this guy plays defense. We like the way this guy leads the team. You got to hit, man. It's a big part of the game. You know, you can't win games if you don't hit. And how many of these guys are really, you know, future 280, 18 to 25 home run, you know, on base percentage, guys that see pitches, work the count, that have an approach? You know, how many of these guys can we really – And that's what worries me, because I like the Lawrence Butlers of the world. I think there's a future with a guy like, you know, Hernandez. You know, I mean, but you know, Noda. We're talking about Noda now. I mean, Noda's really scaring me, because not only is his average just plummeted, Noda strikes out way too much, and you can't be hitting .170 striking out looking. You know, and it's just. There's going to come a point where we start thinking like, hey, just because they're highly touted in our system, you know, doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot, because as one of the callers pointed out, what do we got? What do we got at AAA? I mean, you got Geloff. Geloff is our kind of perfect prospect. That's the guy that we're hanging our hat on. I mean, what's Geloff rank in the Major League Baseball top 100? I don't know. Is he in the top 100? So I think, again, not to put all our weight in the top 100, but when we're talking about our prospects, they're not really highly ranked, touted guys amongst Major League Baseball.
I don't really care about that, to be honest with you. I mean, it sounds good. And when we've talked to some of the top people like Jim Callis, and Jim Callis will tell us that the rankings of the systems is really flawed. He goes, maybe the top five systems really matter, and after that you're pretty much just guessing. So you're basically kind of guessing the last 25. I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I mean,
right.
How many times have you, oh, they got the best system in baseball, and it doesn't amount to anything. So I don't – it sounds good. It's something you can sell. And let's be honest, a lot of the times you love to say that you've got the best farm system in baseball, because in the end it really isn't about the fan base. What it is is executives trying to keep their jobs, right? You can sell that to your ownership. Hey, listen, I built you – look – MLB.com rates us the number three system in that. Do you really care? I mean, the Astros for years have been a dominant team. They've never been rated as one of the top farm systems in baseball. Would you rather have a top farm system in baseball, or would you rather have two World Series championships and six straight trips to the ALCS?
That's an easy answer. But like,
right?
You always,
I
said,
mean,
the Astros really you're right. The Astros targeted that you know, the international,
totally,
you know, the draft,
yeah,
kind of situation. They've mastered that. So that, to your point, that's probably as important as having a really quote unquote strong farm system. You could probably push back a little bit with the Rays and the Dodgers. I think they've really shown that, you know, farm systems matter. The A's kind of just fell on hard times when it came to the draft situation, where, you know, the last few years you would hope for a one or a two, you know, kind of a top prospect, but the way they changed all the rules up, you know, we didn't get a Jackson Holliday, you know, so, you know, it's a little bit of bad luck, but it's also a little bit of, like, you know, it's fair to question some of the decisions.
Look what the Rays have done. I mean, the Rays have shuffled their roster so much with guys,
right,
that they didn't draft. They've taken way too many chances on hurt pitchers that have at times really worked out for them. The Rays have done it in a way that would scare the hell out of me to do it. I like the way that it's been done recently was the model of Houston tore it down, built it, but then through their successes, yeah, their farm system hasn't been. Now the chic one now is the Baltimore Orioles, but not all 30 teams can rebuild at the same time, right? It's been hard to do what the Dodgers do. Like, the Mets said they want to do what the Dodgers do. Well, you got to, like, win, and you got to keep replacing players at the farm system. I mean, the Yankees can't just rebuild. Where we are in baseball in 2024, you got a lot of teams that you want to rebuild, and you got some teams that just can't. And then how about the Cubs? They rebuilt, won a World Series, and now they're back into the I-don't-know land. I mean, it's really weird how much people want to, like, not win and talk about the future. It comes back to me, front offices finding a way to keep getting paychecks for a long time. When you keep selling your owner, hey, in 3 years, in 4 years, well, keep paying me for all these years, and at some point there'll be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. To me, baseball has found a way to sell owners on how to keep paying me without winning. Pretty brilliant, actually.
Selling tickets. I mean, we always say it's not about the name on the back of the jersey, it's the name on the front of the jersey. But then again, Aaron Holliday, you know, Aaron Judge sells a lot of tickets, you know, and Jackson Holliday is probably going to sell a lot of tickets. So, you know, it's like you said, it's a weird time. It's a tough sell job either way you spin it.
All righty, we're going to get out of here. Appreciate the phone call, Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a very weird time in baseball. And it's something that it's so weird to watch how people consume it, and it's so weird to watch how people report it. And there's so many different people that are having a platform, and they see it so opposite. like the way longtime media people see it versus former players turn media guys, how they see it, people who are currently playing, how they see it, how agents see it, how people in the league offices see it, how you view how the business is, how the health of the business, how is the business being run. I like to remind people that going into last year, the 26-man roster, not 25-man roster, the 26-man roster. And that's why I'm proud of Commander Cody, who's really on top of things, and I'm proud of AceCast Live, because I truly believe we stay on top of the game, just not from an A's standpoint, but on top of Major League Baseball. And you had 11 teams going into 2023 with payrolls under $100 million. 11. That's a lot. And then after that, the bombshell of the Diamond Sports, Bally Sports bankruptcy. And either losing your cable deal, or the cable deal going to be going away, or it's going to be shrinking, or it changed the sport. So you already had 11 teams going into last season not spending over $100 million. And then the cable thing. Where the sport's going, and a lot of people are selling future. And now a lot of people are able to sell future because of their cable deals. But you have a lot of the sport that's telling you, and we'll be good years to come. Wait years from now. And at some point, if you're New York and you're looking around from a commissioner's standpoint, like, how much of your sport do you want rebuilding and talking about future and not trying to win now? What's healthy? How is the ecosystem healthy in the sport? Don't kid yourself. People love to talk prospects in our game. People love to talk about the future. And I'm having to do it now. I don't love to do it. I like winning. That's why I say 2018, 2019, I'd go back right now. 97 wins, playing a one-game wild card, sign me up. I'll take that over this right now. But to me, so many people selling future, I think it's front offices making sure they're getting paychecks and having jobs for years. Wouldn't that be nice to sell your boss the future? The future is so bright. Just believe in everything that I do, and we'll turn this thing around, and it will be incredible. The future, the future, the future. Because when you're always selling future, you don't have to produce wins now. Takes a lot of pressure off. Now, for us, and I want to be, I am so big on the young guys figuring out if they can be the future. I never want to lose track of that. That's why I've said I want to see Lawrence Butler play. I want to see Geloff play. I want to see Langeliers. I want to see if these guys truly are the future. But with the pitching right now gives me a chance to win, I'd like to see Ruiz too. And he still is, as of an age. He's 25. He's at an age he can still help you in the future too. Do I got a chance to score one more run or two more runs, or can he put more pressure on the defense? The pitching is giving you a chance to win every day, to be in games every day. And you can't say the team had that last year. All right, 833-625-2278. One more segment left. A's lose to Washington 3-1. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, LinkSoul.com. That's LinkSoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
And the underdogs, Oakland Athletics, win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zerata at 833-VZ for me, or go to vzlawfirm.com. Venardi Zerata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Chachancy Gold Resort and Casino. Join the ultimate party at Chachancy, where the excitement never stops. All righty, let's go around the league. Yankees. Looks like they got a double dip today. I want to say they played earlier today against, I guess not. Yankees right now, they lead the Guardians 8-1. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Top of the first, scoreless Cardinals D-backs. Later on tonight, it's going to be Dodgers and Padres, Cubs and Mariners. Man. If there is a poster child for talking about spending money, look at the Mets. What a disaster. Mets lose again. Royals 11, Mets 7. Go look at what the Mets are spending. Look what they're spending on players that are not there. Red shut out the White Sox 5-0. Blue Jays on top of the Rockies 5-3. Astros end up being the Rangers 9-2. Phillies beat the Pirates 4-3. Brewers 11. Orioles 5. How about the Orioles? Thought they were going to get out to a real hot start. They've dropped to 8-6. How about the Brewers? Pat Murphy takes over. They lose players. They lose their manager. They're 10-3. Red Sox take down the Angels 7-2. Giants on top of the Rays 11-2. Marlins beat the Braves again. The mighty Braves go down 5-1. Braves are just 8-5. A final in 12. Well, there was two games today. Final in 12. Twins over the Tigers 11-5. And final 4-1, Twins over the Tigers. So they take two today. Yes, it was a doubleheader. There it is. Yankees did beat the Guardians earlier today. I thought I was watching that game this morning. It's been a long day. Yankees beat the Guardians 3-2, and they're playing right now, and the Yankees lead the Guardians 8-1. Come on, Steven Vogt. All righty. What do we got tomorrow? What's the rubber game of the three-game set? A's Total Access starts at 12:25. You'll hear from Mark Kotze. Bobby Crosby will be with Ken Korak. Then it's Trevor Williams up against Alex Wood. First pitch will be at 1:07. A's lose to the Nationals 3-1. Rubber game tomorrow right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Stay dry, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Swung on a fly ball. The left field's got a chance. Going back, Grossman at the wall, and it is gone. Shea Langeliers has tied it up at 3. A two-run shot is seventh of the year.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A's Cast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
And the pitch to Jonah Heim is swung on and missed. 11 Ks in 6 innings for J.P. Sears.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.